GR.
One GR clear. Delta 7 Japan, mobile.
Wait, Ninja GR.
Wabbits. But I got a chicken.
Run that by me again, Bob. I had the volume too low.
Sting rabbits. But I got a chicken. Or a chicken leg instead.
Well, I didn't understand. I'm from Kansas, and those are wabbits. I gotta reach over and grab my coffee. Be a little tiny pause here.
I'll be very quiet while I was hunting rabbits. Anyway, good morning, Tom and Bernice. I hope y'all doing well.
In Michigan, we be doing fine. Not really. I just got back, from getting a blood draw. And got in there and got out real quick. That was good. Bernice has been outside working and sweating like the dickens when I got home. And she was cutting these, there's three small hedges out front and one over to the side by the tomatoes. Oh my God, it's been hot, Bob. It's hard to take.
Cooler, not much. I mean, yesterday we were very close to 90. If not, maybe we might have even hit 90. Our salvation has been the pool. Jumped in the pool. It's cooled down pretty nicely. But I'm not sure it's worth the... I'd get rid of the pool if it was up to me, but my wife likes it.
You're telling me that my son-in-law's dad died, and the wife his mom was selling the house, and it had a pool, had one of those liners in it, and it was leaking, and then there was a leak in the water lines up there someplace around the pump, I guess, too. He had to fix. He said those liners were good for about 10 years. I didn't know that. I thought they'd last a lot longer than that.
Yeah, probably if you get a liner to last you 10 years, you know, if you maintain the chemistry in the water, they'll last a good time, good amount of time. But if you don't maintain the chemistry in the water, then you get less life out of the liner.
Well, they're kind of like fishing. It's a big hole to dump a lot of money in, I think, is the way my neighbor used to describe it. Well, we haven't been doing a lot, Bob. Went over to the big fireworks celebration at the Dodgers. It come off good, and they had some visitors from Kansas, which were old friends of ours, young friends, I should say. Really enjoyed having them over. Oh, I played around with the radio the last couple of nights, just a little bit. Nothing outstanding on there, but last night there wasn't much of anything, so I just started working those 13 colonies for the heck of it. I think I got 8 or 9 last night. Not that I care, but it was fun. That 160 antenna is working good, Mom.
That is working good for you. It paid off, and I haven't been doing a lot. The guy that I work with at times is up a couple hours away, and I've been doing some small stuff on my own. I'm going up there for 5 days here soon to do 2 bathrooms with him. The money's too good to turn down, to tell you the truth. And ham radio, 6 meters I've been concentrating on it. Actually added 4 new countries this week. Unfortunately, none of them LOTW, so I've got to send for cards, but I've confirmed them on the FT8 software, so I'm pretty certain they're going to be there. N0TR, ND7J.
You mean on 6 meters or just in general?
4 new countries for 6 meters. It brings me to about 70 or 71 on the DXCC. And I did get one all-time new one, VK0MQ, McGuire Island. I got him the other day on 30 meters.
I heard of that one, Bob. What was the call sign again? VK? What was it?
spot here, but it should clear up. VK0MQ, Victor King 0, Mike, Quebec.
Well, I'll have to look for it. I haven't been spending any time to speak of on the radio except, oh, for a couple hours late. Oh, like from 9 o'clock till, oh, 10:30, 11 o'clock. One night, almost till midnight, but the higher bands have been staying active later in the evening, surprisingly. 20 meters was open last night. I've been just tinkering with that 160 antenna. It'll even tune up there. I don't know how much loss I'm getting, but I don't particularly use it up there, but I noticed it would. And I think they only rated it up to 30 meters, actually.
I've tinkered with it that much. I've used it primarily on 160. I'm going to be going into the post office, so this will be my last one for a few minutes, Tom. But the VK0MQ gentleman, I think his name is Matt, you will find him. I had to actually set my alarm and get up about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning to get him. So that's where you'll find him. As early as midnight is where I found him on 30 meters, but several people have worked him on 20 meters as well. Tom, be right back. Going to go grab the mail. NT7J.
N0TR.
RW1IMX Mobile.
Max, N0TR. Good morning.
I wanted to pick your brain if you got a minute or so on Carolina Windham antenna. I've pretty much decided that's what I'm going to go with, and I want to ask a couple questions about how high you have to have it. I'm going to have to find somebody to put up a couple poles for me. I got plenty of room for the antenna, but just nothing to hang it on.
Gerald, did I get that right?
See, Delta Oscar Charlie. Gerald's my given name, and I haven't used it in at least 65 years.
You know, I just go by Tom, but I've used it quite a while. I'm just 47 and dyslexic there, Doc. I get them numbers reversed. What would you like to know about that Windham?
Basically, is there any optimum height for that thing or any minimum height that it has to be? And I guess to run 80 through 10, what kind of length you'd have to have on the antenna?
I'm familiar mainly with the big one. It's 265 feet. But the other one's much less. I would recommend 40 feet or higher, if you can possibly get it there, Doc. Most of those bands, you need to get up there a little ways away from the ground, and Bob would be able to click that off to you real quick. He just went in to get the mail, ND7J. I've never used the 10 through 81, so I'm going to guess 62 feet or so, but if Bob's there, let him jump in and tell you. If not, we'll just wait till he gets back.
As high as you can get it. That's the answer to that question. As high as you can get it.
How long is that one, Bob, the 10 through 81?
It's been a long time since I've used one of them, but I had two of them up parallel to each other. I'm going to say 170 feet, give or take, maybe. It's not as long as the one you've got, but it's a good distance. But if you can get it up 30 feet, it'll work well. But if you can get it up higher the better.
Go ahead, Doc.
I think I've worked in D7J once before. I've got all the acreage I need to put up the antenna. It's just getting a couple of poles up. And is there any optimum orientation to keep from having to put up multiple antennas?
I'd say no northeast to southwest. What house are you, Bob?
Antenna, northeast, southwest, and do you have any trees on this acreage, Doc?
Well, I've got about an 8-acre backyard with right on Lake Hartwell, and they're all on the shoreline. It's all open field, and nothing to hang anything on above the shoreline. And I don't want to hit the house if I can. I want to keep it on one side, keep the wife happy.
Yeah, that's kind of a issue there. So you can buy supports, that are military supports, and tripods, and I think they make them up to 30 feet. I'm not sure how many, but I have successfully put up a Wyndham like that using two tripod military supports. It wasn't up there, 50, 60 feet, but it was up in the air, separated, no problem, and it worked, I would say, what you would call fairly well. It was not the best performing Wyndham I've ever seen, but it by far wasn't the worst, and it worked fairly well. So, I mean, that's an option.
Okay, that sounds good. I've just been down here a little less than a year, and is there any place in the area where you could pick up some of those military masting? I'm not familiar with anything in this area. I did get down to HRO right after we moved down here, but I was to pick up a new VHF rig.
Hey, and Amazon are your best friends. And just Google or search Amazon or search eBay military mast or military mast tripod. Anything with military mast in it, you'll find it. It's in there.
Good. I don't have the mobility I used to have, and don't get around too well. So if I get something 30 feet up in the air, that'd probably be good. And northeast by southwest, like I said, we've got the room to do it. So want to get back on the air. We had restrictive covenants where I lived outside of Washington, and couldn't put up any decent antennas at all, and they were deeded restrictions, so you couldn't get around them.
I can't remember how high those masts go, but there's also a push-up mast option that you can purchase, but it costs more to get the darn thing shipped here than it does to buy the mast. I think the mast is like $150-$200, and it's about $300 to get it shipped here or some silly thing. But if you buy these military masts, they come with guy rings and guy ropes, and you put two of them up, whatever the distance is apart, put your antenna on it, orient it northeast, southwest, and you get them up 30, 35, 40 feet. Just make sure you get them guide real good so they're sturdy, and you'll do fine. MD7J, go ahead, Tom.
This is N0TR. Well, Doc, whatever Bob tells you is the gospel. He's up on that a lot more than I am, and has become a great ham over the years, and has a super, super wonderful station. He's up in Hendersonville's region. He's a little bit scratchy, Doc. But you guys just go back and forth as much as you want. I'm just sitting here eating my cantaloupe, Bob, but really good to hear you this morning. Go ahead, Doc.
I just hit him last static as he turned it over. It's been a long time since I've been on HF, and back when I first got on the air in 1959, I was using military mast for one end of my dipole.
You could also find them a lot of times at Hamfests. There's a Hamfest coming up here in, I think it's August, in Weaverville or Waynesville, and that guy that sells them, he's there almost every time. I've seen him there every time at that Hamfest. So, Doc, listen, I'm pulling into my driveway, and I got to jump out. If you care to, you can look me up on QRZ or page, which is just my call sign, ND7J. Email me or call me, whatever. I'll be happy to give you a hand. But got to jump off the air right now, Tom. Have a good one. Doc, have a good one. ND7J, 73.
Okay, Bob. Bernice said hi, and she made me some of the good summer sausage a couple of days ago. I always think of you. Take care, Bob. ND7J and 0TR. W1IMX to take it.
W1IMX, Whiskey 1, India, Mike X-ray. And appreciate the information. Glad to chat for a few minutes. Out here running errands, but yeah, it'd be nice to get back on the air. I've been talking with Tom. I prefer to work CW. And it'd be nice to get back on for real after more years than I care to think about. All the decent operation I've had in the last 40-odd years has been all been overseas. So it'd be nice to get a permanent location here in the States that I can operate from whenever I get the urge.
Just on that, Doc. Excuse me. Well, you're down there by the... Oh, I'm showing you up in... around Dulles Airport, up in that area, something, I don't know what. I was looking at the map here. It evidently you haven't changed your coordinates on the QRZ. But nonetheless, yeah, I had a couple of people here yesterday, and so I turned the HF on, and I was listening just to show them what CW was like, and Turkey come on. Well, naturally, they're usually pretty easy to work, but usually I'll work them on 40 or something like that, and I tried on, I think it was around 14010, something like that, and naturally the propagation wasn't there. I only tried twice, but I put a little power behind it, but I didn't get him. But let me see. Doc, you're 5 years older than me, it looks like. I was 48 and you was 43. I think that's back in the Neanderthal era. I'm not sure. Something like that. Boy, even the chickens are hot up here, Doc. I got two fans running on them now. This is 0TR.
RWYMX. Yeah, it's been 100 or higher on our back porch. We got afternoon sun, unfortunately. And it's been 100 or higher, I think, every day except one for the last 10 or 11 days. And had a rainstorm come in last night, and the temperature dropped 12 or 15 degrees in less than 10 minutes.
Them a lot more reliably than we have down here. We've been really hurting. The lawn's looking like a dickens, and usually it's beautiful, but it's fescue and it does not like heat. And we got some bifenthrin we need to put out, but I'm not going out there and do it when it's like it is now. It's already 88 degrees out and 74% humidity looking at my weather station here. And I just can't hack it when it gets that hot. I have a problem with my heart, and I'm not going to chance it. But I did have to get out and go to the west side of Greenville and get my blood drawn today down at the VA, and then got an appointment next week. But other than that, we've been making some short trips around here to Lowe's and places like that. But once it gets past about 11 o'clock in the morning now, we head for the house.
Yeah, we've been staying inside for most of this hot weather. I turned the air up to about 75 degrees. I think we probably turned up to 77 because the air stays on quite a bit. Got a metal roof, and even with a lighter color, it still absorbs a good bit of heat, but the air conditioner stays with it. And Yeah, okay, on the blood work, I had to go get some done last week, and surprised they only take me for one thing. Usually they take enough for a small cocktail party, and she hit me once and said, that's it, that's all we need. It was fine with me.
Stop counting this morning at 4 vials that they took from me, so I'm not sure how many they took. I think around 4 or 5. But I only go in every 6 months usually. Well, I see there's an opening to the Netherlands on CW, 28012. I was looking here at QRZ. Maybe there'll be a little propagation today. I haven't seen anything on 10 meters at all, which I don't work a great deal. But, scanning over QRZ right at the moment, there's not a lot. I noticed there is quite a bit of activity on that 50 megacycle band. It surprises me. I guess that's 6 meters up there, so not working it much. And I've seen quite a bit on the 5 megacycle band, so I haven't used it much, but it's getting more popular all the time. Problem with QRZ is they have all of that computer context from FT8, and you got to dig around to find the CW ones anymore. I wish they'd put them on a separate page.
It's in a bad area. I missed the first few words of that, but yeah, I haven't chased any DX from the States in a while. I had an antique 4VDV variable up at the Washington, the Virginia address, and 10-meter dipole off the end of the garage, and it got out, but that's about all I'd say for it. So it'd be nice to get back on with a decent antenna. I think the place that Bob was talking about, the Victor Kilo Zero, I believe it's Macquarie Island, and that's off the coast of Australia in the middle of nowhere.
Yep, I thought about that pronunciation. I think he missed that Macquarie or something like that, but that'd be easy to mispronounce. But I always kid him about when he first got on the radio, he called the Balearic Islands the Bariatric Islands. And I can't remember what remark I made about colonoscopy or something. I've never let him live that one down.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever worked a Balearics, or however you pronounce it. Like I said, most of the decent DX I've worked has all been overseas. I was EL2EU for a couple of years in Monrovia, Liberia back in the late 70s. And did a couple of years in Honduras back in the late 80s as my old call, portable HR1. And I was just about ready to pick up HR1 DOC, and they decided it would cost me an extra $150. So I said, for $10, I'll use WA6HAO portable.
This is N0TR. Well, boy, you're well-traveled, Doc. You would have been a very popular person over there if I'd have seen EL pop up here. Well, I'm just not up. Well, I guess I am up at that time of night. I get up several times a night, going to the restrooms, and I take heart pills, and it's got Lasix in it. But I don't know. If I go down there and get on the radio in the basement, I'm afraid that I might not come back up for half the night. But yeah, that would have been a really popular call sign. Well, I've heard that Macquarie Island as far as knowing it audibly, but I've never seen it on the radio. I used to stay up real late when I lived in Kansas for 62 years in order to talk to Micronesia, and I love to talk to the Australians and the guys out there in the Micronesia area, Bora Bora and stuff like that. It was a lot of fun. But I don't do that here. I have three wire antennas, but I can work most anything. If I can hear it, I can generally work it, and I really enjoy it. So I wish you luck. And I know Bill's down there by the lake. I can't think of his call sign now. In for WHCN, I think it is. And very, very extremely knowledgeable gentleman. And enjoyed meeting him very much. And he's not been on much lately. But if you hear him, grab him. He's right down there by the lake. He's a manager in the IT business there with the University of Georgia, I think it is. And just a really great guy to visit with. And I'm sure he'd be more than happy to help you out. And he's got an analyzer, and you just about need one to get her just right, you know, when you're trying to get your length right. It's better to have an analyzer.
I've never had or had access to. Yeah, there's one question I forgot to ask. I checked online the other night, and it looks like Radio Works has gone out of business. Has anybody taken that over, or do you have to build your Carolina window from scratch?
Well, you know, I think they did, but I'm not privy to that information. That's where I got my first 265-foot Carolina Wyndham, and then I rebuilt it, twice, I think. I went from 14. Well, they send copper-clad steel, and I think it was stranded. And I put up 14, I think, THHN. But now I bought this, I think it's a number 513 Silky. It's an insulated copper-clad steel wire. It's wonderful and much easier to handle than just copper-clad steel. It's more expensive, but not outrageous. And the wire man, if you look him up online, he's just north of me about 11 miles, I think. And I live here in Greer. And Bill in 4IQ told me about that wire, and I think Bob did too. It's an outstanding wire for that. It's got black insulation on it, and let me drop this. The last, this 160 inverted L with the folded counterpoise, I just used what Bob told me, and it was, it's about 564ths, I think, is what I measured it. I can't remember the gauge of it, 22 or something, copper-clad steel. And that's what I use for this inverted L. And it works great. But it was a booger when I was trying to put that counterpoise up. It wants to roll back up on itself, kind of like barbed wire, you know, Doc. Over.
Yeah, I haven't done any real antenna work for longer than I'd care to talk about, but... yeah, we got mobility problems, and that's going to be a problem, you know, laying on stuff for the antenna and all that. Like I said, we got plenty of real estate. I'm not worried about that. It's just getting the thing up in the air. And I remember way back when I put my first antenna up, I was about 40 feet up on a telephone pole. And if when I was young and stupid. I looked down and I thought to myself, boy, if you fell from up there, you might hurt yourself. And between that and vertigo, I don't do much climbing anymore.
So, you know, what's funny is I had a good friend, and he had got in the way of a landmine in Vietnam and lost both his eyes. And I went out there one day to help him, and he was already up on the tower. And it was about a 40-foot tower. And I said, Eldon, you better get down from there. And he says, why? I'm not scared of heights. I can't see them. And he climbed that tower. And I don't think he had a safety belt, but he was a dandy. Navy boatswain's mate, that says a lot for that. But you probably don't know what I'm talking about. They ran the ships. But I used to help take down towers and that too and climb. But I give Bob my climbing stuff, and I just can't do it anymore. Doc, it's just out of the question. And this morning, that sciatic nerve in my back's hurting tremendously. And a heck of a time just walking in down there at the VA. It's a pretty good walk. But I managed to, once I get up and get around, it hurts less the more active I am. But that's what I hate about this hot weather. But we're fortunate to have a basement. And it makes it really, really nice. I can go down there and it's air conditioned, and I got a good working place down there, Doc. But what I have, and I see them advertised all the time in QST, is the shooter that you can. I just bought an open face reel and put on mine, a big one, and put on mine. And it's, the bottom part of mine is made out of well casing, but you can actually make it out of PVC pipe. It'll hold the pressure that we go at. And it shoots a 2-inch sinker, probably 150 foot in the air, with about 125 pounds on it. But they used to be about $50. I'm sure they've raised a little bit. But that'll get you over the trees, and then buy you some parachute cord off of Amazon. Tie that onto it and pull it back up with the monofilament line, and then hook your antenna onto that. That's the way I get mine up there, because my trees are like 80 to 100 foot trees here.
Yeah, Tom, I've considered that. Being on Hartwell, Corps of Engineers put, when they filled the lake, I guess back in the late 50s, early 60s, whenever it was, they put about 15 rows of pine trees across the, just above the shoreline. And they've thinned them out a couple of times in the ensuing 40-odd years. We've had the property, and I've considered, you know, using tall trees as one end of the antenna, but we're a pretty good ways from it. Don't have a basement. That's one thing we did when we built a new house, is everything's on one story. And I can sympathize with sciatica problems. I had 3 vertebrae fused about 6 or 7 years ago, and didn't really help the sciatica, but after about 8 months after the surgery, sciatica went from the right side to the left side. I was in there complaining to the doctor, and I felt like I just changed seats on the Titanic.
I went to pain management a month or two ago, and that guy jammed a shot of lidocaine or whatever they used to deaden it in my back on both sides. But he just did one side at a time, and then I think he used the square needles like they used in the Navy that we accused him of. And he jammed that thing up on my left side and then on my right side, and I come home and I had such a terrible sinus headache all day, I couldn't tell if it done any good or not. And you're supposed to fill out this chart, you know, with your pain levels, because that doesn't last very long, and then they'll go back and do a RF ablation, and that lasts about a year. And I just decided, you know, I've been through too many surgeries and hurt too much. I ain't doing that again. So I didn't go back for the second one. You know, I went back and talked to him about it and told him why. But he could wait maybe 1 or 2 minutes to let that lidocaine take effect. But no, he just jammed one in after the other. And I've had needles that were 12 inches long stuck in me for an aneurysm in my leg when they did a heart cath. And that didn't bother me a bit, but all these things hurt. So I decided against it. Anyways, Doc, I really enjoyed it, and the pleasure's all mine. But you're going to have to take a back seat to Bernice, because she's got pancakes and eggs and sausage over here. And I haven't eaten yet, because I had to go without eating anything for the night until I got that blood test done. Maybe I'll catch you later on down the line, Doc. Pleasure's all mine, sir. Whiskey 1, India, Mike, X-ray. This is N0TR73, Doc. Be clear with your final.
ARW1IMX. Oh, I didn't realize the Navy had the square needles, too. I thought that was an Army thing. But, yeah, I know what you're talking about. And go get you something to eat. Got 3 or 4 errands I got to run here around Anderson before I can head back. So we'll catch you later. Appreciate the information. And gonna have to get to work on this antenna and see if we can't get something up and then get a rig to tie to it. Have a good day. Stay out of the heat. N0TR W1IMX Mobile. Good morning.
N4DJC.
I just called you a little bit ago, right after you called, but the UPS guy got in between us. Bernice put my eggs on and my pancake on, so I can't stay. Maybe I'll catch you later. I've been missing you. This is N0TR.
Okay, Tom, I'll catch you later. Hope you get feeling better. I heard a little bit of the conversation, and know how that stuff is. Take it easy. I'll talk to you a little bit later on. N0TR and 4DK, stay clear for now.
Okay, Jerry, that was W1IMX, and his name is Doc, and you can look it up on QRZ, but he's a good one if you want to try to catch him. I don't know if he's still mobile or not. 73, Jerry, stay out of the heat, buddy. N0TR clear.